Chapter 9. Welsh Symbols. The flag. The Welsh flag has got two large horizontal stripes, one green and one white, and a large red dragon in the middle. Green and white were the colours of the 15th century Tudor royal family who came from Wales. They added the red dragon to the Tudor flag to emphasise their Welsh descent. However, it was only in 1959 that the flag officially became the national flag of Wales. The red dragon supposedly comes from the time of King Arthur. According to legend, the wizard Merlin had a vision of a red dragon, the native Britons, fighting a white dragon, the Saxon invaders, and the red dragon won the battle. Today, the red dragon represents all things that are connected to Wales. The leek. It might surprise you to read that one of the national emblems of Wales is the leek. According to one legend, King Cadwallader ordered his soldiers to wear a leek on their helmets when they were fighting the Saxons in a leek field. The leeks helped them identify themselves and gave them good camouflage from their enemy. Another legend says that St. David always ate leeks, even when he was fasting, so they became his personal symbol. Today, many Welsh people wear a leek on St. David's Day to celebrate their victory against the Saxons. The daffodil. The daffodil is another symbol of Wales, but that may be due to some language confusion. A leek in Welsh is Cenhinen, and a daffodil in Welsh is Cenhinen Pedr, which means Peter's leek. Daffodils are spring flowers, and since St. David's Day is on the 1st of March, many people wear a daffodil on that day too. Traditional Welsh costume. Welsh women had a traditional costume, but it was mainly poorer, rural women who wore it at the market. There are many different variations of this costume, but it generally consists of a striped underdress with a shawl and an apron. And the most important part of the Welsh costume is the tall chimney hat. The Welsh costume became a symbol of national identity, and today women wear it on special occasions like St. David's Day or at Eisteddfod's. Love spoons. You can't visit a Welsh gift shop without seeing a variety of love spoons. The Welsh love spoon is a very popular souvenir. Made by hand from one piece of wood, it is carved with a special message or symbol, for example, a heart for love, a horseshoe for luck, a cross for religion, and bells for marriage. The tradition of carving and giving a love spoon to a girl originated in Wales in the 17th century. The spoons were not actually used, they were displayed as ornaments on the wall. Young men carved their love and intentions on a love spoon. If a girl kept the love spoon, it was a sign that she was interested in him. If she returned it, it was clear she didn't want the man. The love spoon tradition disappeared in the 19th century, but over the last 40 years, there's been a revival, and people, especially tourists, buy handmade love spoons for their loved ones on special occasions, like anniversaries, births, or graduations. It's certainly more original than a box of chocolates or flowers.